This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mama. Today I want to talk to you about self-care. Self-care for mamas. But I am not going to be talking about the self-care that you see in those parenting magazines. 5 tips for self-care for new mamas. Me time for a busy working mama. When you look at those lists, there's usually a massage in there, there's a bath, there's making sure you have a cup of tea. There's some beautiful but very simple ideas on how we can look after ourselves. And sure, they help. Everyone loves a massage. Although I do think the key to a massage when you're a mama is when you're lying on that massage table to not be thinking about what you should be doing instead. You can spend $150 on the world's best massage, but if you're lying on that table feeling guilty that the baby might be crying, then that doesn't work. But what I want to talk to you about today is real self-care. Self-care that you can fit in wherever you are, whatever stage of motherhood you're up to. Self-care that really does make a difference. And what I mean by self-care is self-compassion, self-awareness, and putting yourself first. Caring for yourself. That's what I mean by self-care. So what does this look like in practical terms? Think about for a moment how you put yourself first in your life. Do you spend any time in the morning thinking about what you need? Do you take a moment to put something on when you're getting dressed that makes you feel good within yourself? Do you even bother making yourself feel nice before you rush out the door to do the drop-off? How are you feeding yourself? How are you nurturing yourself? How are you thinking about yourself? We put ourselves last because we're trying to do the best we can and because our worlds are so busy and full. But we have to find a way to make this self-awareness, this self-caring, a part of that absolute non-negotiable every single day. How do you show up for yourself each day? So there's really simple practices that you can put into place. Start by thinking about what you can wear that makes you feel good. Now, for those of you who have followed me for a while know that talking about how we dress, how we look, has sometimes been quite controversial in my work because there is so much pressure out there for us to be a yummy mummy. For us to look a certain way, to be Instagram worthy, to be back in our good jeans. This is, of course, not what I'm talking about. If you're not feeling good about your body, if you're not feeling good about how you look right now, I want you to be even more aware of what you wear, even more aware of how you feel about yourself. By hiding yourself, by putting yourself down, by just not even honoring yourself with how you show up, you are just piling more guilt and judgment on yourself. So perhaps in your wardrobe there is only one skirt that makes you feel special at the moment, only one skirt that doesn't push on your belly too tight, or one top that fits in the boobs, one thing that hides the arms that you're not very proud of right now. Instead of putting that on and telling yourself, I have to wear this today because it's the only thing that fits, try changing the way you are speaking to yourself around that. Try saying to yourself, I'm going to wear this skirt today because it makes me feel better. I'm going to put this on today because it's the only thing that makes me feel beautiful right now. I'm going to wear this again today because I love it. Putting on something beautiful to wear changes the whole way you feel about yourself. When we are rushed and busy and overwhelmed, and we just feel like our whole day is sucked up by everything else around us, the only way we can fit in self-care is with our thoughts and actions towards ourselves. Self-care is not beating yourself up when you're running late. Self-care is stopping to have something to eat for yourself rather than just eating the leftovers of the kids' lunch. Self-care is taking yourself to bed. We have to be aware of how we treat ourselves throughout our days. I am so much kinder to my children and my husband when I am not beating myself up. The moment I start being negative towards myself, saying to myself things like, you're never organized about your dinner. Why are you always running out of food? Why aren't you more organized, Amy? Why can't you do all of this? When I'm saying things like that to myself, guess what? I am so awful to the people around me too. But when I'm kind to myself in my head, I'm kinder towards my children. When I forgive myself, I forgive them. When I'm more compassionate towards myself, I am so much more compassionate towards my husband. I can see how hard he's trying because I know how hard I'm trying. So self-care is self-compassion. It's how we treat ourselves. Think about how you can turn your conversation around. How can you change the way you speak to yourself throughout the day? And what little things can you do that make you feel better, that make you feel more beautiful, more kind, more loving? Can you put on a ring that when you look at it makes you smile? Can you open the windows and let some air blow through your house and feel the cobwebs blow away? Can you bundle the kids up in the car and take them all to the beach just so you can sit on the sand and breathe in that beautiful ocean air? What can you do for yourself today that is an act of love and care? Because when we're giving so much love and care to everyone else around us, we must give it to ourselves too. So many of us are at breaking point and are feeling overwhelmed because we're simply not putting ourselves first, and we think that booking something in once a month for ourselves is enough. We think that one yoga class we get to, that one gym class, that one night out with our girlfriends should be it. It's not. It's an act of love every single day. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, how are you looking after yourself? How are you being kind to yourself? How are you forgiving yourself? It's a conversation that you have running in your head all the time. And if you don't know how to turn that inner mean mama voice around right now, start by reading a book that shares positive thoughts. Train yourself in a new language. In my book, there are affirmations and ways to turn that inner mean mama voice around. But there are also so many other amazing resources. And then practice it. I have one beautiful mama in my program who prints out affirmations, positive sentences that remind her how to think properly and kindly about herself, and puts them on her fridge. She rotates them regularly. How are you training those thoughts? How are you coming back to self-compassion and self-care? It's just simply practice and awareness and mindfulness at its very core. So these are the real self-care tips. Be kind to yourself. Drink more water. Wear something that makes you feel good. Breathe deeply as you do the washing up. Think about yourself throughout the day. It is not selfish, it's self-preservation. We have to do it as mamas. That's the real self-care. I hope that helps, beautiful mama. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. To make sure you never miss an insight, please subscribe to this podcast and also pop on over to see the latest issue of the Happy Mama magazine at www.happymama.com.au.